Racism in the USA. When the leaders of the United States of America created the Declaration of Independence in 1776, they declared that every man had the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. However, the men who wrote this document owned hundreds of slaves themselves. Most of the white men in the 18th century just didn't see Afro-Americans as fellow men. Between 1863 and 1865, slavery was finally abolished in the United States, but Afro-Americans were still treated as inferior in many places, especially in the southern states. Until the early 1970s, there was racial segregation in many parts of the USA. Afro-Americans had to study in all-black schools, go to separate health clinics, sit at the back of buses, and work in jobs with other Afro-Americans. Even in the army, there were many special units of black Americans who were given non-combat duties because they were not considered real soldiers. It wasn't until towards the end of the Second World War that black and white soldiers served together in combat units, and segregation in the army officially ended. The black civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s brought many changes. Schools were forced to accept black students, health clinics were expected to treat everyone, and all passengers had to be treated the same on all buses. Many people saw the election of the first black president, Barack Obama, in 2008, as the official end of racism in the United States. Others are less optimistic and say that while Afro-Americans may be free, they still aren't treated equally.